Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today is Thursday. This week we've been exploring Jesus as a friend and what that means. This week we've already explored Jesus's particular definition of deep loving friendship, sacrificially laying down one's life for one's friends. Now looking back today, we can see that Jesus knew what was coming for him, that within days of him saying those words, he would be tried and executed, as if he was a criminal, even though he wasn't. He laid down his life for his friends. Now you might say, well, that's fine for his friends, his disciples who were with him every day. They're clearly the friends he was talking to at the time. But what about us? Well, I think in this passage, it's clear that Jesus was talking about more than just the disciples who were with him in that moment. He's talking about people like us. You see, his disciples, the ones who spent all that time with him, it's not like they were perfect and holy compared to us. They were broken, rebellious, and sinful as we are. One of them was Judas, who went and betrayed Jesus and sold him out for some silver. One of them was Peter, who denied even knowing Jesus multiple times, completely turned his back on Jesus. The rest of them ran away too. These were not the superstars. And so that gives us some hope too. Jesus says right in this passage, a friend is somebody who listens to and obeys his commandments. And his commandments can be summed up in two. Love God, love neighbor. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. His friends are those who are learning and practicing those two things. The two are actually quite closely connected. Jesus is essentially saying, if you are my friend and you value my friendship and you've been listening to what I say and you value my words and you value my love, then you'll be letting that love overflow out of your life and into others too. This friendship, this love is something meant to be shared. And I'll know you've truly got it. You really understand who I am and what I'm about and how much I love you when I see you loving other people the same way and loving God the same way. When we love Jesus, who is God, we love God. And as we love God, he calls us to love those he loves, his other children, who might not even know his love yet. He wants them to experience that love through you. This is all very interconnected in ways that Jesus actually belabored in some of his final words in the Gospel of John, where he tried to explain to his close group of friends the love they should have for one another and others. It's all very interconnected with love of God. To try to distill it down, I think you're his friend. If you are loved by him, you love him in return. And as part of that, if you're willing to put legs on that love, because the love that we receive from God is meant to flow into others, not just with fuzzy feelings, but with action, with sacrificial action. That's when Jesus recognized somebody who truly gets his love and gives his love. It's an active thing, not a passive, sentimental thing. Look at how Jesus expressed his love by dying for his friends, by sacrificing his life, by undergoing torture. It can be a painful, tough thing to love others as ourselves. Maybe you've experienced that. Jesus didn't say it would be easy or painless. He actually showed us, in his example, as God, that it wasn't at all painless and that it wasn't at all easy. So don't be surprised if loving others as yourself in order to love God is difficult. It's hard and painful at times, but certainly in Jesus' case, we see it's infinitely worthwhile. In his dying for his friends, us, he releases us from the penalty we would have to pay for our sin, death, eternal death. He releases us from that penalty by paying for it with his own death. This is great news. Obviously, it's a great thing to be a friend of Jesus. He does that for us, and he wants us to communicate and show that to others with our words and our actions. He wants us to be a friend to others as he has been a friend to us. Well, here's your challenge for today. What can you sacrifice for someone else today? Is it a financial sacrifice, like a gift to somebody in need? Is it a sacrifice of pride, admitting you were wrong? Is it a sacrifice of time, visiting someone in need? Or is it some other kind of sacrifice? Try to do that today. Not just today. I hope that you'll live a life of sacrifice from now on, but start today. Don't wait to start. We'll have a great discussion, because I hope you won't just keep this sacrifice to yourself, but that you'll share it with a close-knit group of friends who you can study these challenges with, not to pump up your ego or make yourself look good, but so you can get the support you need, and so others can continue to encourage and challenge you as you learn to follow Jesus. That's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about this topic. Bye for now.